Hello and welcome to the Video Game Podcast at Entertainment Earth. We don't sell a lot of them, but I do like to talk about them. This week we saw some interesting things pop up as far as new hardware goes. The Steam Box from Valve is starting to show up on various tech sites. It's a TV console that runs on the whole Steam server platform, which means you can download stuff from the web. Basically, it's another attempt at doing sort of a retail-free console gaming experience, I guess is a good way to put it, which is kind of interesting because there's been a few of those showing up lately as well. In addition to this was the Ouya, which was a Kickstarter-based console, which is supposed to ship pretty soon, and of course the Game Stick, which we mentioned here last week. It was pulled from Kickstarter, and it went back up again the same day due to a dispute over something being shown in the video demonstrating the product. Not sure what the deal was, but either way, at least as of last time I checked, it was back up. And these are three game consoles that may hit this year, in addition to the Wii that just came out, the Wii U, and whatever the new PS4 or whatever is going to be, and whatever the Xbox Next is going to be. If it's going to be this year, who knows? I don't know. I think it's too soon. The Kinect seems to be doing fine, but that's me. What do I know? What else do we have? Video game downloads. On the PS3, you can download Lord of the Rings, War in the North, Demon's Souls, and Rise of the Guardians. PSN Dance Magic is available, as well as PS1 classics, Disney's Hercules, Disney's Lilo and Stitch, Disney's Peter Pan Return to Neverland, Disney's The Emperor's New Groove, and Disney's A Little Mermaid. PS3 owners can download the PS2 games. See how I get confused here? Dora the Explorer. There's a bunch of Dora the Explorer games. That's enough. PSP has Earth Defense Force 2017 Portable. The Vita has nothing. The Xbox has nothing. The Wii U has nothing. The Wii Virtual Console has World Heroes 2, the Neo Geo game. Your Nintendo DSi can download Biorhythm, while your 3DS can pick up Hello Kitty Picnic with Sanrio Friends, Real Fishing 3D Paradise Mini, Wild Adventures Ultimate Deer Hunt 3D, and 101 Dino Pets 3D. Lots of 3D today. Free shipping! Get free shipping on your in-stock order of $99 or more, and don't forget to enjoy our clearance sale. We have a new year clearance sale going on right now at sale.entertainmentearth.com. Take advantage because it was held over by popular demand, but now it's going to end on Tuesday. And if you want some cheap stuff, we got a few hundred items marked down to some of their lowest prices ever. I'd say get while the getting is good. Sale.entertainmentearth.com today. What's new in video game collectibles? I am glad you asked. We added, let's see what we added this week. A Half-Life 2 Gravity Gun prop replica from NECA. Big, cool, exciting. I mean, you know, Half-Life 3 is probably not going to be out for a while, so why not get a gravity gun of your own and bring it to the real world? Well, it doesn't actually pick up stuff, but it'll look cool and it lights up. We added the Mega Man X D-Arts action figure. Very cool. Tetris Cufflinks. Also awesome. New arrivals include the Portal 2 Original Companion Cube keychain, Tetris Silicone Ice Cube Tray, because you need Tetris or Tetrads as ice cubes, or Tetraminos. I guess it depends on how old you are, because I heard Tetrads growing up. That's what they said in Nintendo Power, which just stopped publication. Very sad. We also added we received the Pac-Man Magnetic Bottle Opener. Exciting stuff. There's a lot of Pac-Man and Tetris housewares and sundry items, which are worth checking out, because now that, you know, we're all of the video game generation, we're old enough to have apartments, homes, kitchens, heaven forbid, you may as well get a Pac-Man or Tetris thing for your kitchen, because otherwise, why bother? I mean, I've got teeth, what do I need a bottle opener for? But with a Pac-Man bottle opener, I get to save my teeth and also have Pac-Man in my kitchen, which is important, because I had Pac-Man TV trays as a kid. Where was I? I don't know. Anyway, this is Adam Paulus signing off. Thanks for listening to the Entertainment Earth podcast. If you enjoy it, please tell a friend, or if you're not already subscribing, go ahead and sign up. We will be back next week with more exciting episodes, but if you need more from me while you're waiting, check out our Twitter feed, where me and, Marissa and I will tell you about exciting new toys and other collectibles. Also on Tumblr, I'm posting all kinds of stuff. I don't know what to do with Tumblr yet, but you can check it out at entertainmentearth.tumblr.com today. Or not. But go ahead and check it out.